There are many layers to Tlamas' identity and many ways that she feels her family and life in Mexico have influenced the way she functions both personally and professionally.
Because I was born and grew up in Mexico, I would say by heart I'm Mexican, for sure. But my family is Lebanese and Palestinian. Culturally speaking, I feel like they're especially their food. Like for special occasions, we do Lebanese food. So I'm a Mexican-Lebanese, I guess. And it's weird because I feel like there's such a strange culture in Texas where there's like huge Texas pride.
Yeah.
Like everyone just, or at least most of the people there, are just so into Texas, and that's contagious. So once I moved to Austin, I didn't realize I got the virus of Texas. I realized that I was so proud of Texas too.
Yeah.
Like, oh, all about Texas. So for sure, I feel like Texan is something that I get to defend a lot. But then I go back home and visit, and I'm all about Ohio. I would say geographically, I don't have a one location. It's mostly, it just changes where, depending on where I'm at. So I think professionally, a designer, that's a really big term that I use often to describe myself or to define myself within a group of people. Because I feel like design as a career or a profession seems kind of hidden. Maybe not now, not so much now, but people are starting to notice the importance of design. And I think that's a really cool badge to wear because it's all about very like free thinking, tons of creativity, problem solving. And I like to think of myself as somebody who can do those things.
Sure.
So also an artist. I like art. Maybe not as a career, but for sure, it's something that I've enjoyed very much. I am a Christian. I think that's a really big part of
my identity. Do you think that your like background and your family and culture has really influenced your style of design?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. I think the diversity within my family. Actually, for sure, having both parents have done architecture, I am so sure that's one of the main factors of how I ended up in design.
Right.
And personality-wise, I think having my mom or seeing her be so always challenging herself, always pushing, seeing what's new, what she's gonna... Growing up and seeing that kind of attitude, very... I don't know, she could care less about whoever wanted to stop her from doing something. So I think my work ethic really comes from there. I think my dad is a very different case. I wouldn't say he's that aggressive in that sense, but he's very personable, and he has very good people skills. So I feel like he makes friends everywhere. Also, I think coming from a country like Mexico, the warmth of the culture and how personable people are with their relationships and others, that's something that also I think defines the person as it is right now. I wouldn't say all Americans, but it seems like American culture is a little bit more distant. Short conversations, you don't need to know much about me, I don't need to know much about you. Unless you really are good friends and you can talk forever. But yeah, everything seems to be a little bit more private and more, I might need my own business and you can take care of your own business. And but that's not how Mexico is. Everyone talks to everyone and they're all in the same page.
Thanks again for joining Dímelo Columbus, and check in again next week for more from Columbus's Latino community.